Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. So I am Carrie Gaither, and today I want to talk really quickly just about why exactly do I focus on things that aren't actually related to weight loss? And if you've listened to any of my other recordings or audios, you might have heard me talking about anything from your friends, to your family, to your work life, to all of the different stresses that you have going on in your life. Why exactly do I talk about things that are quote unquote not related to weight loss when we're talking about weight loss? Well, simply because they are related. Everything's related. I like to say everything's related to weight loss. Everything affects it. Everything leads to something, which leads to something, which leads to something, which affects your weight loss. It's kind of like that seven connections to Kevin Bacon or something, where you pick an actor and then you go through all the different people that were in movies with each other all the way back to Kevin Bacon. It's kind of like that, except with your weight goals. So why do I say this? And again, why does it matter? And what's the point? Well, basically when I work with my clients, I like to get to know them on a personal level because we want to understand, first of all, how the scale got to where it is today. We want to figure out, because it's not like it happened overnight. You didn't just have one gigantic Thanksgiving dinner and turn into, you know, go from a person who was perfect weight to, you know, 60 pounds up overnight. This isn't something that happened in one sitting and one meal and one fell swoop. So it happened with tiny little increments here and there, tiny little shifts, a little bit of extra calories here, a little bit of extra calories there. That's how the weight slowly but surely came on. I like to also say it's kind of like, you know, when you don't really notice it's getting dark, where you're just like, you know, oh, it's afternoon, oh, it's evening, and then bam, like, oh my gosh, it's completely dark out. Like, when did that happen? It's been happening for a while. It's been shifting very, very slowly. But when things happen so incredibly slow, it's difficult for us to notice. And you might realize that that's kind of how the weight came on in the first place. Maybe you were just kind of not noticing, or you've lost weight before. So like when it was just an extra 5 pounds, you're like, yeah, I got this, no big deal. I'll tackle that in a minute. Just hold on. And then next thing you know, you're like, oh my gosh, like these jeans are fitting a little tight. Or maybe you wore shorts all summer and then you go to fit back into your jeans in the fall and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't pull them up at all. And it's just this kind of shocking moment where you're like, hold on, when did this happen? I wasn't really paying attention. And then bam, all of a sudden the weight is there. So what we need to do is basically flip everything that I just listed and described to the opposite. And what do I mean by that? Well, basically the same way that you're not really cognizant of what's going on, we need to flip that. We need to make sure that you are starting to recognize exactly what's happening and when it happens and why it happens and how it happens. And then you need to start to, that is how we basically unravel that knot, that ball of twine that's just kind of the, all of the issues that go into your weight gain. We need to turn around and undo them and see if we can counterbalance them in order to create a weight loss. So that is why I always bring up all of these other things. And especially when it comes to staying motivated, there are so many different pieces that go into it. And again, it's the Zig Ziglar quote of, you know, motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. We have to keep figuring out what exactly is getting you unmotivated that makes you just kind of just throw in the towel and not pay attention to these things. Because when you're feeling like, you know what, I'm just not mentally there, then all of these things get out of control and you can continue to put on 5 more pounds here, 10 more pounds there, 20 more pounds there, especially when times are stressful. And then it becomes a much bigger problem as you start to have health problems. And as that mountain of your goal weight and how much you have to lose continues to grow higher, all it does is tend to demotivate you a little bit more, a little bit more. And it becomes a more and more difficult task for you to tackle. So that is why I find it so important to not only tackle these things, start to unravel these things, and to figure out how to shift them in the opposite direction, but to stay motivated in order to keep doing that again and again, because it's a process and you have to keep working on it day in and day out. The same way that it came on is the same way we're going to get it back off again. So once again, first things first, we need to get you motivated. And how do we do that? Well, there's a lot of different ideas, and I am definitely focusing on that this week. So tune into my recordings, tune into everything I'm talking about this week. We're talking about motivation, deep down motivation. What is more motivating than, if you've listened to my last couple episodes, getting the scale moving, just getting the actions in place before your mindset's even there, just doing a couple small shifts that are going to be very, very incremental, something you barely are going to notice. It's not a lot of time or energy, but then once you implement those things, you're going to start seeing the scale move. And that alone is one of the most motivating things you can ever, ever have. So that is what I am focused on helping everybody do, especially in the month of September. That is why we have set up the Motivation Mindset Mastery Class. And what that is all about is just exactly what I'm talking about here. We are going to implement a couple strategies right off the bat that are just going to be small little incremental shifts that you can change. Things like drinking a little bit more water, walking a little bit more, paying attention to your steps. We're going to keep checking up on your progress there to start to get the scale moving in the right direction right away. And then what happens after that? After that, we start to tackle everything related to your mindset, because your mind, when your mind is in the right place, everything else will follow suit. We're going to talk about everything from your mental barriers to your emotions, confusion, anything that's happening as far as outside factors that are creating some stress or anxiety or drama. We can talk about, as we go through, we're going to discuss the way that you think about yourself and your weight overall goals, whether or not you've set your goals up correctly for success, whether you have figured out how to balance everything just right. We are going to talk about clarifying your why and figuring out exactly how to stay motivated even when it's not in a happy, upbeat, positive way. What does that mean? Well, we'll explain. All throughout this course, we're going to work on these things. And the way that it works is day one, September 1st, which is next Wednesday, you get into the course and you go ahead and you see all of the modules available. They start to roll out to you a little bit at a time. And day in and day out, it's just as simple as this. You listen to a recording from me. You find out what we're talking about for that day. There's a little bit of a to-do. A lot of the to-do is just mental work. So it's something you can do while you're driving in the car. It's just like, hey, today, think about this. Work on that. Think about the past and how this has affected you. Something super simple. Or if you're a journaler, you can write down and answer these journal prompts. And then we're also going to actually work together, you and me, in a Facebook group. Because I know that it's so much easier when you're not feeling motivated to just sit back and follow someone's lead. How am I expecting you to be motivated enough to go through the course and do all these activities if you're saying that you're not motivated, if the problem is essentially that you're not motivated? So that is why I am hosting everything together, and I am just having you jump in the Facebook group, and then all you need to do is watch. I'm going to present everything day after day. You follow my lead, and I will walk you through step by step the entire course, start to finish, day one through day 30. And at the very end, the goal is to take you from feeling just kind of, ugh, I just don't even know where to begin, to on track, feeling pumped up, motivated, and ready to go, ready to tackle your weight loss goals, knowing how to stay motivated, how to stay on track, understanding what keeps getting you off track and putting you in that mental headspace of like just not there, not ready. You know, because every time you do get yourself pumped up and you lose a little bit, if you lose it and you lose track and you get back defocused again, you can gain right back. And in fact, you can gain more back after you've just recently lost it. So I want to stop the cycle. I want to help you. I want to help you shift everything in the right direction. I hope that you will consider joining us for the Motivation Mindset Masterclass. I will go ahead and put a link so that you can check out some more information about it and you can see if it's something that interests you. I hope it is. And I would love to have you join us. If you have any questions, just feel free to message us in the group. Ask me and I will answer. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free Weight Loss Motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.